Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going deep on business analysis techniques.
Yeah.
But don't worry, we're not going to get bogged down in jargon.
Right.
It's all about how these techniques can actually help you
make
your projects run smoother,
yeah,
have better communication,
mm-hmm,
and ultimately get better outcomes.
It's about taking a structured approach.
Okay.
You know, almost like a surgical approach.
I like that.
To solving problems instead of just reacting,
yeah,
to things. We want to be more proactive,
right,
and equip you with with these methods that are proven,
mm-hmm,
to analyze situations.
I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah.
We've got some great material to cover today.
Absolutely.
All about how these techniques can be applied to real world work problems.
Real world.
You've even brought some case studies.
Yeah, case studies are great,
yeah,
for bringing these techniques to life.
Awesome.
You can actually see how other organizations have used these,
mm-hmm,
to overcome challenges and achieve their goals.
So let's start with the why.
Okay.
Why are these techniques so critical?
Sure.
Especially for project teams.
Well, just imagine you're working on a project,
mm-hmm,
and suddenly you hit a snag.
Okay.
A major delay,
uh-huh,
a budget overrun, or maybe just a miscommunication,
yeah,
that throws everything off track.
Happens all the time.
Right. These techniques,
mm,
act as a framework,
mm-hmm,
to help you navigate these situations.
Okay.
They help you understand the root cause of,
yes,
the problem,
mm-hmm,
evaluate potential solutions,
right,
and make decisions based on data.
Got
rather than just gut feeling.
So it's about bringing order.
Exactly.
So what can often feel like chaos.
Yeah, when you have that order, that structure,
mm-hmm,
you're able to communicate more effectively,
okay,
manage risks more proactively,
right,
and ultimately deliver projects that meet or exceed,
yeah,
expectations.
Okay, I'm starting to see,
yeah,
how powerful these techniques can be.
Good.
So what are some of the key techniques,
sure,
that everyone should know?
Our sources highlight 5 techniques,
okay,
that are particularly valuable.
All right.
Let's start with root cause analysis.
Okay.
Or RCA.
Now, I've heard this one described as peeling back the layers of an onion.
Yes.
Is that a fair analogy?
Perfect analogy.
Okay.
RCA is about getting to the heart of the problem.
Right.
Not just treating the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just putting out fires,
well, yeah,
you're figuring out what's causing them.
I like that.
In the first place.
So one of the sources mentioned a technique called the 5 Whys.
Yes.
As a way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about that?
It's incredibly simple, but effective.
Okay.
You simply ask why 5 times,
mm-hmm,
each time digging a little deeper into the previous answer.
Yeah.
It helps you uncover the underlying cause of the problem.
Okay.
Rather than just focusing on that surface level issue.
That's a great tool to have in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next on our list of problem solving techniques?
Next up is SWOT analysis.
Okay.
Which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Ah, yes, the classic SWOT analysis.
Mm.
This one seems to be a staple in the business world.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way to get a 360-degree view,
mm-hmm,
of your project or even your entire organization.
Right.
By analyzing your internal strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
And then considering external opportunities and threats.
Mm-hmm.
You can develop a more strategic approach.
So it's not just about identifying these factors.
Right.
But about using them strategically.
Exactly.
To inform your decisions.
For example, you might identify a strength,
mm,
in your team's technical expertise.
Okay.
Then when an opportunity arises to take on a complex project,
right,
that requires those specific skills,
yeah,
you're well positioned to seize that opportunity.
That's a great way to leverage your strength.
Yeah.
To capitalize on opportunity.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's next?
Let's talk about process mapping. This technique is all about visualizing how things get done.
Right.
You're creating a visual representation of a process,
mm-hmm,
step by step, to identify areas for improvement.
So it's like creating a roadmap of a workflow.
Exactly. And by doing that,
yeah,
you can often spot bottlenecks,
okay,
inefficiencies or redundancies that might be slowing things down,
mm-hmm,
or causing problems.
I could see how that would be incredibly valuable,
yeah,
for any project team.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally putting the entire process on display,
right,
making it easier to understand and improve.
And there are so many different ways to create process maps.
Oh.
Flowcharts, value stream maps, swim lane diagrams.
Okay.
Each offering a slightly different perspective,
mm-hmm,
on the workflow.
So it's about finding the right visualization tool for the job.
Precisely. Now moving on to something that really gets the creative juices flowing.
Okay.
Brainstorming and brainwriting.
Ah, the power of collaboration.
Exactly.
These techniques are all about tapping into the collective intelligence of a group.
Brainstorming is a more free-flowing approach,
mm-hmm.
where ideas are tossed around and built upon.
Okay.
Brainwriting, on the other hand,
yeah.
involves individual reflection and idea generation
uh-huh.
before sharing with the group.
I like that brainwriting allows for a bit more individual thinking time
yeah.
before the group discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It can help to ensure that everyone's voice is heard.
Right.
Even those who might be a bit more introverted.
Absolutely. And both techniques
yeah.
can be incredibly effective for generating creative solutions
mm-hmm.
and exploring different perspectives.
So we've covered root cause analysis,
mm-hmm.
SWOT analysis,
yep.
process mapping and brainstorming and brainwriting.
Uh-huh.
What's the fifth technique on our list?
The fifth technique is business process modeling. Or BPM.
Okay.
It's like taking process mapping to the next level.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
What makes BPM different from just mapping out a process?
It's not just about visualizing the current state.
Okay.
It's about analyzing it, identifying areas for improvement, mm. and then designing a more efficient and effective process.
So it's not just a one-time exercise.
No.
But an ongoing effort.
Exactly.
To optimize and refine the way things are done.
BPM often involves using software tools
okay.
to model and simulate different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
This allows you to test out different process changes virtually
right.
before implementing them in the real world.
That's incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
You can identify potential issues and make adjustments
right.
before they become major problems.
Exactly.
So we've covered five powerful business analysis techniques,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of our listeners might be wondering,
yeah.
how do I choose the right technique for my specific situation?
That's a great question, and it's important to remember that there's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Of course.
The best approach is to consider the nature of the problem you're facing,
mm.
the complexity of the situation,
right.
and the resources you have available.
So if I'm dealing with a recurring problem that's impacting productivity,
uh-huh.
root cause analysis might be a good starting point.
Exactly.
Or if you're trying to make a strategic decision about a new project or initiative,
mm-hmm.
SWOT analysis can help you evaluate the potential risks and rewards.
Right.
And if I'm looking to streamline a specific workflow,
yep.
process mapping or even BPM might be the way to go.
Precisely. And don't forget about brainstorming and brainwriting.
Right, right.
When you need to generate creative solutions
oh, yeah.
or get input from a diverse group of people.
I'm starting to see how these techniques can be applied
Good.
In so many different situations.
Yeah.
But it also seems like there could be some potential pitfalls or challenges.
You're absolutely right when yeah. implementing them.
Like what?
One common mistake is trying to use a technique
mm.
that's not a good fit for the problem.
Okay.
Like trying to use the five whys to redesign your entire IT infrastructure.
So it's about using the right tool for the job.
Exactly. Another challenge is lack of buy-in
Rough.
From the team.
Yeah.
If people don't understand why you're using these techniques
mm-hmm.
or how they can benefit,
right.
they might be resistant to participating.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's important to communicate the purpose of the exercise.
Absolutely.
And get everyone on board.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe share a case study that demonstrates the benefits.
That's a great idea.
Huh.
Case studies can be very persuasive
yeah.
because they show how these techniques have been used successfully
hmm.
in real-world situations.
And of course, it's important to remember
yeah.
that these techniques are just tools.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you gather information,
right.
analyze data, and generate ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's up to you to take action
exactly.
and implement those solutions.
You hit the nail on the head.
All right.
The real value comes from applying what you've learned
mm-hmm.
and making changes that lead to tangible improvements.
So we've covered the what, the why, and the how
mm-hmm.
of business analysis techniques.
We have.
But before we wrap up,
yeah.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on what makes these techniques so effective.
Sure.
What sets them apart from traditional problem-solving methods?
I think one of the key reasons these techniques are so effective is that they encourage a structured
mm-hmm.
and objective approach.
Okay.
Instead of relying on intuition or guesswork,
right.
they force you to gather data,
mm-hmm.
analyze information, and make decisions based on facts.
So it's about taking the emotion out of the equation.
Exactly.
And approaching problems with a more logical and analytical mindset.
And this can be incredibly valuable in high-stakes situations
mm-hmm.
where the wrong decision can have significant consequences.
I've also noticed that many of these techniques,
yeah.
like brainstorming and process mapping,
mm-hmm.
are designed to be collaborative.
Absolutely. Collaboration is essential mm-hmm. because it allows you to tap into the collective wisdom of the team
right.
and get different perspectives on the problem.
It also helps to build consensus and
yeah.
buy-in
yeah.
for the solutions that are generated.
And finally, I think these techniques are effective
mm-hmm.
because they encourage you to think outside the box
okay.
and challenge assumptions.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Techniques like SWOT analysis and root cause analysis
uh-huh.
help you see the bigger picture.
Yes.
And explore different approaches.
Exactly. They help you move beyond the status quo
mm-hmm.
and come up with innovative solutions.
This has been an incredibly insightful conversation.
Good. I'm glad.
I feel like I have a much better understanding
yeah.
of how these techniques can be used to improve productivity and quality
mm-hmm.
on project teams.
I'm glad to hear that it's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
Likewise.
But before we sign off,
okay.
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
All right.
As you go back to your own work challenges,
mm-hmm.
think about this.
Okay.
What's one small step you can take today
yeah.
to start implementing one of these techniques?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's mapping out a simple process.
Right.
Or brainstorming solutions to a recurring problem.
That's a great challenge.
Yeah.
Remember, even small changes can have a big impact over time.
Absolutely. So it's about using the right tool for the job.
Right.
Another challenge is lack of buy-in from the team.
Yeah. You know, if people don't understand why you're using these techniques.
Right.
Or how they can benefit. They might be resistant to participating.
You need to get everyone on board.
Yeah, it's important to communicate the purpose
yeah.
of the exercise and get everyone on board.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe share a case study that demonstrates the benefits.
That's a great idea. Case studies can be very persuasive.
Yeah.
Because they show how these techniques have been used successfully in real-world situations.
And, of course, it's important to remember that these techniques are just tools.
Right.
They can help you gather information, analyze data, and generate ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's up to you to take action and implement those solutions. You hit the nail on the head. The real value comes from applying what you've learned and making changes that lead to tangible improvements.
So we've covered the what, the why, and the how of business analysis techniques.
Mm-hmm. We have.
But before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what makes these techniques so effective?
Sure.
What sets them apart from traditional problem-solving methods?
I think one of the key reasons these techniques are so effective is that they encourage a structured and objective approach.
Mm.
Instead of relying on intuition or guesswork, they force you to gather data, analyze information, and make decisions based on facts.
So it's about taking the emotion out of the equation.
Exactly.
And approaching problems with a more logical and analytical mindset.
And this can be incredibly valuable in high-stakes situations where the wrong decision can have significant consequences.
Mm, makes sense.
Right.
I've also noticed that many of these techniques, like brainstorming and process mapping, are designed to be collaborative.
Absolutely. Collaboration is essential because it allows you to tap into the collective wisdom of the team and get different perspectives on the problem.
Right. And it also helps to build consensus and buy-in for the solutions that are generated.
Yeah, for sure. And finally, I think these techniques are effective because they encourage you to think outside the box and challenge assumptions.
That's a great point. Techniques like SWOT analysis and root cause analysis help you see the bigger picture and explore different approaches.
Exactly. They help you move beyond the status quo and come up with innovative solutions.
This has been an incredibly insightful conversation. I feel like I have a much better understanding of how these techniques can be used to improve productivity and quality on project teams.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
Likewise.
But before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. As you go back to your own work challenges, think about this. What's one small step you can take today to start implementing one of these techniques? Maybe it's mapping out a simple process or brainstorming solutions to a recurring problem.
That's a great challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, even small changes can have a big impact over time.
Absolutely.
So we've explored these techniques in detail.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about how to apply them effectively.
Right.
Now I'm curious, how does all of this tie back to the bigger picture?
Yeah.
What does it mean for someone who wants to become a better problem solver?
Mm-hmm.
More valuable asset to their team?
What's fascinating here is that these techniques aren't just isolated tools.
Okay.
They represent a shift in mindset. It's about moving away from reactive problem solving
Okay.
and towards a more proactive strategic approach.
So it's about anticipating challenges, identifying opportunities,
Exactly.
and making informed decisions that drive the project forward.
And that's a valuable skill set, no matter what industry you're in or what role you play on a team.
I'm also thinking about how these techniques can empower individuals to take ownership of their work and contribute more meaningfully to the team's success.
Absolutely. When you have the tools to analyze problems, evaluate options, and communicate your ideas clearly, you become a more confident and effective team member.
And that confidence can translate into better outcomes for the entire project.
Precisely so. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. Don't underestimate the power of these techniques. They can transform the way you approach your work, boost your problem-solving skills, and ultimately help you achieve greater success.
This has been such a valuable conversation.
It's been a pleasure.
I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on how to approach challenges and drive positive change.
Good.
And to our listeners, we encourage you to explore these techniques further, experiment with them, and find what works best for you.
Because at the end of the day, becoming a master problem solver is a journey, not a destination.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.